any of that salvation in any other name but the name of Jesus. Open your Bibles right quick to the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. And if you're down, write Philippians 2:12, that we are working out our salvation with fear and trembling. I want to give you three words right quick before we go to the book of Exodus. Number one, to edify. E-D-I-F-Y. Write Ephesians 4:12, the work of the church. Save souls, benevolence for the saints, and to edify the body. To build up the body. 1 Corinthians 12, there's one body but many members. To edify. Ephesians 4 and verse 12. That's the work of the church, amen. Put it somewhere in your Bible. That is to save souls, benevolence for the saints, and to edify, to build up the body, to encourage one another. That's why we're here. That's the reason why we're in the 21 up here. The reason why we're in the 21 here. Because we believe and have been added to the body of Christ, amen. Because during this period here, we're going to edify one another. We're going to build one another up. Amen. And then we're going to build. That is to build Philippians 2:12. Work on our salvation with fear and trembling. That is to edify, to build, that we may grow together. That's what we're here for. And when you go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10, I want you to see. And that's the reason why this book that I'm holding in my hand here, it's an edification book. It's a building book that we may grow thereby. Amen. And we shouldn't take it for granted, because the Bible says in Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren. By the word brethren, you're going to write 21. Be strong. How you be strong? By edifying, building, growing together. I can't do it by myself, but we're going to do it together. Amen. Be strong in the Lord. See, to be in the Lord simply means that you believed in Jesus, to be added to the body of Christ. And now we are being strong in the Lord. You're in the church of Christ here, amen, because of what you believed, and to stay saved by finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, by putting on the whole armor of God. Amen. Putting on the whole armor of God, that you may be able, underline that word able, that you have the ability. Everybody who go to church are not able. Amen. Everybody who say they are Christian is not able unless you have that understanding. Write this down, Ephesians 5:17, to understand what is the will, intent, purpose of the Lord. Amen. What is the Lord's will? And that's the reason why we got 66 books, 39 over here, 27 over here, to make 66. Amen. Am I right? So we can understand from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Amen. What is the intent and what is the purpose of God, that we may edify? Amen. To build, to grow. See, to build, to grow. That is to put on all of them, because you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And by the word wiles, write John 8:44. That is, he's a liar, he's no good, amen. He's our adversary, amen. In relationship to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, amen. That's the reason why we're here, and that's the purpose why we're here. Because, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you, and by the word whole, write 66 books of the Bible. The whole arm of God, not just the old, not just the new, but the whole Bible, James 1:25, which is the perfect law of liberty. Amen. The whole arm of God. And I like that word, the whole arm of God, because if you're going to fight the wiles of the devil, You need the whole book, amen. You need from Genesis to the book of Revelation, amen. And that's what we're trying to do here with this study together, not because I brought it up, not because I thought it was a good idea, but we as a congregation that we can edify, build, to grow together, amen, to put on the whole armor of God, to fight the wiles of the devil, utilizing the power of the word of God. And this is what I like, brethren, that we may be able, amen, to stand against the wiles of the devil. You have the ability, the know-how, here you go again, that you can understand. See, everybody go to church don't understand. But if they understood, we all be one. There would not be no denominationalism. There would not be no division. But we all speak the same thing, build the same mind, build the same judgment, 1 Corinthians 1:10. We'll be as God intended for us to be in John 17, while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed that we all may be one as he's one in his Father. See, if we all had that understanding. See, we all have grace and peace. You remember this morning we touched in the book of Galatians? He said because of what God done through his son Jesus Christ, because he gave him to us, and because we're in Christ Jesus, amen, we have grace and peace, amen. We have the peace of God to realize that for whatever state you find yourself in, to be content, amen, and that amazing grace. We don't deserve to be here, but it's God's unmerited favor, amen. That allowed us to be here this morning, that is to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and that we may be able to stand. See, in spite of what you may go through, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. And I just want us to see that. I just want us to see that. I want us to understand that, amen, as we strive to do the Lord's will. So please understand that, brethren. It's a process that we got to go through, amen. So when I say 66, when I say 39, when I say 27, when I say 5, 12, 5, 17, or when I say 4, 1, 21, 1, you understand what I'm saying there as we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. I know I'm being redundantly, I know I'm being repetitiously, but that's all right. That's all right. Because you got to know and I got to know who our adversary is. He is the devil. Amen? And when you go back to Galatians chapter 1, go there real quick. I want to share one more thing with you and then we'll go into our Ephesians right quick because I got to finish it today. It says over here in Galatians chapter 1, it says here that we will not be delivered. We will not be delivered. See, if we continue, verse number 4, to be in this present evil world. Look at verse number 4. See, this present evil world. See, when we don't put on the whole armor of God to be able to fight the wiles of the devil, go all the way back to number 3, we're not going to have grace and peace. And you should understand that. Underline that, amen. Because every Christian here, guess what? He didn't give it to me, but he gave it to all of us. Amen. See, but the only way you're going to receive it, you got to be obedient to the will of God. Amen. Amen. See, so you got to be able to avoid the present evil of this world by putting on the whole armor of God that we may fight the wiles of the devil. Okay? Now, with that said, let's go ahead on. Open your Bibles. You got your sheets from last week. We continue our journey through the Bible. That is, from creation up until now. We talked about that concept, and hope you have your notes from last week. When we talked about those five words, you remember those five words in the book of Genesis? That is, the enmity, the seed, the bruise, the head of the heel of Genesis 3 and 15. Those are words that you got to understand in order for you to understand what he's talking about over here in relationship to the creation that signifies perfection, the fall, which signifies the decline, the flood that signifies purification, through Abraham, promise to Jacob, development to Joseph, preservation, Exodus 1, that the devil rose a king, did not know Joseph, if you're going to walk through us with the Bible. That is Genesis 3 and verse 15, that in thy seed through enmity, through the seed of warfare, through the bruising, through the crushing, through the trampling, lying down and wait. But thank God for Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18, that he is the head, that one that is, has the power and control and authority, that he can crush the lesser one who is the devil. Amen? So if you got your sheet, do everybody have your sheet? From last week, this sheet? Amen? You don't have to bring them with you, brother. This is going to be a continuation. Amen? We're going to walk all the way through the Bible. Amen? And we're going to be pulling these out, and I'm going to slow it down a little bit because I want you to see it. Now, who don't have one? Do we have it up here, Brother Frazier, right quick? We're going to see can we get you these sheets right here to you. And you should keep them in your book, amen, where you will have them, because if you don't know what enmity means, warfare, strive, that is through the seed, and by the word seed, write Luke 8:11. The seed of God, every seed can produce after its own kind, to the bruising, to the healing, to the head, to the healing. Because by that word head, you need to go to Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18, and denote that to that head, the one who has power, control, and authority. Matthew 28, 20, all authority and power has been given to the head, because he's the head of the church, amen, to crush the lesser one, who is the devil, amen. Now, I'm going to slow it down a little bit. Y'all with me? See, y'all with me? So pull that one out right there, because that's what I want you to see before we move on. See, to see the crushing, the trampling, the lying in wait, and that's the way the devil works today. Amen. Amen. We got to have the power, the control, through the authority of the 66 books of the Bible. Amen. That is to crush that devil. Amen. By putting on the whole armor of God, because guess what? He's lying in wait, amen. Amen. To trap us, but guess what? He's the lesser one, but we got the upper hand, amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying there? You got to use it every day. Just don't use it on Sunday, amen. By putting on the whole armor of God, fight the wiles of the devil, to be able to stand, amen. See, to be able to stand, we'll get it from later, brother. We'll get you one later, amen. That we may be able to stand against the trickery and the wiles of the devil. I'm going to say it one more time. Y'all got that sheet out? That is, look what he's saying here. This is what we're going to use every day. Amen. That number one, that he's out to crush us, amen. To trample on us because he's lying in wait, amen. But underlying power, control, and authority. And by the word power, right, Romans 1:16. See, by the word power, right, Romans 1:16, by the word head, right, Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1:18, that is, we still got power to control the lesser one, amen, because the authority is in the 66 books. Now, if the authority is in the 66 books, but you don't understand what the 66 books, how the 66 books going to work for you? Hello? If the authority rest in the perfect law of liberty, James 1:25, and you know the devil lying in wait to crush us or to trample down on us, but you don't know how to use the power or you don't know how to use authority because God is in control, amen. How you gonna crush his heel? Now we're talking about Genesis 3:15, but Romans 15:4, whatsoever things are in the foretime realm of our what? Learning. That we should take this and learn from it, amen? Y'all with me? Every day of our life, because guess what? He may be lying in wait when you leave here. Amen? He may be in your house somewhere and you don't even know he's there. Amen? But I do know that he's that roaring lion seeking who he may devour. I do know he's the adversary. I do know he's a liar. I do know what John 8:44 says about him. But thank God because of the 66 books. Amen. That those books will solve and help us if we put on the whole armor of God. Same way your mama told you. My mama told me that when you leave and it's cold, dress to protect yourself. When it's cold, you don't leave home without no shoes. You put clothes on to protect your body against the nature. Amen? Well, you do the same thing to protect your spirituality. Amen? That's the reason why we're edifying. That's the reason why we're building. That's the reason why we're growing together, not individually, but we're doing it together. Amen? So that we may all be able. You know, a long time ago, the preacher used to know everything else, and y'all just listening to what he said. But that's no good. You should know just as much as I know. Amen. Or we should grow or build to that level whereby we will be able to aid one another. A lot of times people say, I'm going to call my preacher to pray for me. Well, how come you can't call your member? We all have the power of prayer. The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails as much. Amen. I don't have no more power than you have any power, because we have the same power over the word of God through the 66 books, because this will control us, because this is who we want to defeat, to heal. Amen. Y'all with me? You see that? See, I know I'm being repetitiously, I know I'm being redundantly, but brethren, we got to understand this. We got to understand this here in order to know this here, in order to be transformed. If you ain't got those wrote down, please write them down. I use them every day, number one. Amen. I use them every day, every day. You know why I use them every day? Y'all know what I'm doing? Huh? Y'all know what I'm doing? I'm checking my seal. See, I don't want that seal to be broken by Ephesians 4:30. Don't quench the spirit. See? Don't water down the word. Don't take the word for granted. Don't say you ain't got time for the word. Don't say you too busy for the word. Because anytime you got that spirit, number one, you quenching the spirit. See, when you too busy to study, or you too busy to come to Sunday school, or you too busy to come to church, see, number one, see, you quenching the spirit. And when you quench the spirit of Ephesians 30, you're allowing that seal to be broken. Amen? And see, once we keep that seal around us, amen, that lesser one don't have no control over us. Amen? That in spite of what the devil do, you can be like Jesus. Get deep, hence behind me, Satan. See, can't nobody do nothing to you. On your job, they can talk about you. They can lie on you. You can be at the water fountain, and you can hear them talking about you, and you can sit back and laugh like Joseph. Because, see, you got power. You got a seal around you through the word of God, amen? And all religious people don't have that. Am I right? If you are not a part of the 21, because you believe what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you haven't been added to the body of Christ, amen, and because you are in grace and peace in the Lord, amen, because you're not in this present evil world, the Lord have superseded you over that, amen. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Because, look at that word there, that I know the devil trying to crush me. I know he want to trample on me. And I know he lying in wait. But thank God for that power. Thank God that I can say 66. Thank God I can say 5, 12, 5, 17, 4, 4, 1, 21, 1. And I say it all. You know why? Because that's what understanding what is the will is. Like we talked about this morning in Ephesians 1, which is the intent, the purpose of God to know this here. And once you get it in your head, right here, and you know it, and then be transformed, you know why we need to be transformed? Because we all have sin. There's not a perfect one in here today. Not one of us know better than the other. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care where you live. I don't care who your mom and daddy is. Once you walk inside these doors, we all equal in the eyesight of God. Amen. Don't make no difference when you're black. Don't make difference when you're white. God is no respecter of person. Amen. We all equal in God's eyesight. Am I right? And because of that, what we do, we let the power of the authority of the word of God, even though it's just one verse in Genesis 3:15. Y'all know it's been all that? The devil don't have no control on us because we're just continually putting on the whole armor of God. Fight the wiles of the devil that we may be able to, that have the ability to tell the devil, you a lie. You a lie, devil. You don't have no control over me. You don't have no power over me. God got something bigger and badder than you, and it's called the 66 books of the Bible. Now, you got that? You understand that? See, engrave it. See, put it a part of your mental, spiritual warfare. See, to be able to. You know, I need to just stop right here. Okay? Get your pencil out. Okay? If you're sitting next to your wife, y'all can help one another. All right? The reason why I want you to help one another, because y'all twaining. Amen? Y'all won. Amen? All right? Now, I know this not part of the just don't do this. But that's all right. Get your piece of paper. Break it down. Nobody gonna look on your paper, then nobody gonna grade your paper. That's between you and the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's right. 66. Right? 5, 12, 5, 17. I'm telling you what the answer is. Alright? Write it down. Alright? And I'm gonna hush for about 1 minute, and then I'm gonna come back. If you got your sheet in the book, pull your sheet out. You got a sheet just like the one I got. Use that. But just do that and see how far you are and where you need to be. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I keep saying that it's good for me, amen. But it ain't good for you. Because I'm not going to be with you always, amen. When that devil is out lying in wait to crush and trouble, I'm not going to be with you, amen. So you're going to need that authority. You're going to need that power to help you. Amen. So why I keep sitting here saying it, well, number one, if we're going to edify, we're going to build, and we're going to grow together, we all got to know it. Amen. Amen. Right? 66. Right? 39. Right? 27. And then just write the numbers down. Because you're going to know what they mean. Amen. Husband and wife, y'all can help one another. If you got confidence in a brother you think may know, go sit with him. I'll get with a husband and wife and get in the middle of them. Whatever we need to get the job done. Amen. And the reason why I'm saying, brethren, this is important. Amen. Amen. Because see, if you don't understand this, when you get in Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, when you see the call out to the numbering, amen, am I right? To the Deuteronomy, the repeating of the law, or to when you get to the blessings of Joshua, or to the beauty of Ruth, or to when you get to the judges, and then we get ready to go into the kings, amen. If you don't understand that, brother, you ain't going to understand the book. Am I right? Am I right? See? So with that being said, see, you need to evaluate. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Amen. And if you don't know it, amen, well, let's get it. Amen. That's what you need to be working on. Amen. Am I right? See, that's what you need to be working on. See, one thing about truth only going to help you if truth is right. Truth ain't no good when truth is wrong. Truth can't be wrong. Because truth got to be right. Because truth got to be backed up with authority. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Am I right? So when I say that, say you don't understand. Now, if you don't understand, all you got to do is open up your book. Amen. If you got a book. Because here it is right here. Here it is plainly plain in. I'm going to show it to you. It's in my book. I hope it's still in there. Because it's in there. Amen. That is rightly divine the word of truth. And if your book ain't up to date, why not? You need to see Brother Brown and get it up to date. Amen. Am I right? He may have to take it home with him. And you tell him, don't hold it too long. Because you need it. Amen. As we rightly divine the word of truth, here it is. Here, right here, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. That's one you should have right here. If you don't have that sheet, you need to see Brother Brown. How many don't have that sheet? One, two. Three, how many? Two. All right. We're going to get, don't you leave home. Leave here today without that. You need that, all right? That's more important than shaking my hand, having that sheet. Okay? As we move on. Y'all with me? All right. Now, make sure you get this sheet. All right? Now, y'all with me? Y'all see what I'm doing? We're trying to teach, am I right? We're trying to teach, am I right? I'd rather teach and go slow and make sure you understand than to go fast. Now, I know I got to catch all up the first Sunday. I got a long way to go. Am I right? Because Saturday, we're going to start second Sunday. Am I right? See, and I'm so far behind, am I right? But that's all right. We're going to catch up. Am I right? But you who already read, you already know it, am I right? And we're just refreshing it to you, am I right? All right, so don't worry about that. Okay. With that being said, y'all got that? Okay, let's move on. That is, that now, as we can review Exodus, see, we are at the creation through the fall. You should, in your sheet, you should write chapter 3 to the flood, chapter 6. Right? That you should have written on your sheet right there. It's your sheet. Creation, chapter 1. Y'all got that sheet? And how many of y'all need that sheet? All right, chapter. Okay, we'll get you. Get there. All right, matter of fact, Brother Finkley, turn your book over to Brown. Give your book to Brown. All right? And we're going to start y'all over. We're going to get you a brand new book, okay? And you're going to get one, Brother Brown. And we're going to get one. Thank you, Brother Brown. All right, so you're going to write chapter 1, chapter 3, chapter 6, all right? Chapter 12, chapter 17, chapter 49. You with me? See, you're going to tie all that in. And the reason why I want you to tie all that in, the reason why, now look at the word. That when everything from the beginning God created was good, right? Everything was perfect until what happened? See, the fall of man. Genesis 3:15, right? See, everything was perfect until the fall of man. Am I right? Then what happened? There had to be a purification. Chapter 6 with Noah. Am I right? Am I right? Through the washing, through the purification. And we're going to see that when we get into our code in chapter 20 of the book of Exodus, when we get into the labor in relationship to the washing, the purification that they had to go through. Y'all know what the penalty was? That they went into the most holy, doing the holy of holy, and they did not, they washed through the purification. You know what the penalty was? Death. That when you had the outer coast and the inner coast, I know I'm getting a little ahead, that when you went in there, there was a washing. Well, what's the archetype of the day? Well, before you can get into 21, there got to be a washing. Am I right? Through the water of the grave of what? Baptism, 2 Corinthians 5:17, to become a new creation in what? Christ Jesus. That's a little hell of time, am I right? Well, see, there had to be a purification through the flood of the water, amen, in relationship. Go with me to the book of Peter right quick, and I want to show you what I'm talking about. On the book of 1 Peter. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Is that all right? All right. 1 Peter 3:21. Okay? Because in 1 Peter 3:21, I'm showing the antitype between the old and the new. See, for me to show you the antitype between the old and new, if you don't know what the 39 and 27 is, you don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, it happened in the old. Through Genesis the flood, that man had done every 90% up on the face of the earth, there was one man that found grace in the eyesight, name was Noah, right? So he told him to build a what? Ark. And he gave him specific instruction. You know, you need to read that. That Noah didn't have a choice, did he? God told them exactly how to do it. Amen. But what makes you think people today think they can do anything they want to do in the name of Jesus? Am I right? So there has to be a purification. Amen. So when you go to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21, the Bible says, verse 20, the Bible says, we're sometimes disobedient. Right? When once the long-suffering God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was prepared, when a few that eight souls were saved by water. Am I right? Am I right? The light figure whereunto even baptism, though also now what? Save us. Not to put in the way of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, tie that in right there, brother, Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, I hold your spot there, and let's go to Romans chapter 6 and verse number 1, and I'm going to show you, number 1, if you ain't never been resurrected by Jesus Christ through the water grave of baptism, through the washing, that is, brethren, you still dirty. That's the reason why the Bible says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, that's one baptism. Amen. All baptism are not good baptisms. Because you ain't been washed right in according to the Word of God. Same way, over here, it had to be washed right. Over in the book of Exodus, the tabernacle, that is, when they built it, their washing had to be right. Y'all see how I'm tying all that in? You see what I mean? So when you go to Romans chapter 6 right quick, but see, if you don't know them 66 books, you lost, amen. Because over in Romans chapter 6, the Bible says, what shall you say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how she was out dead to sin, living a little longer than? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism, by the washing, by the purification, into death. What death? Jesus' death, the resurrection of the dead. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted, look what he said now. If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. How in the world, Brother Frazier, you're going to be planted together in the likeness of his death to be purified, to be cleansed, to have a newness of life when it's contrary to the book. Do you see that? How in the world you're going to be baptized in the likeness together of his death when you're baptized and you go to another man's church? Y'all see what I'm saying? A church that don't wear his name. A church that don't do what he tell them to do. Do y'all see what I'm saying? See, now you know why the 4:1, 21:1 I'm talking about, amen? Because when you look unto Jesus and believe in Jesus, you get added to the body of Christ, then live because you've been resurrected in his likeness, amen, and been purified, became a new creature in Christ Jesus. You know what I'm talking about, amen? Amen? And you tell me the book ain't right. And you tell me I ain't happy, I ain't got grace and peace because I'm in Christ Jesus, amen? Am I right? But that's what he's talking about here. See, there had to be a purification. Why? Because every sin had been committed. That's the reason why when you go into Exodus 20, when you get into the tabernacle of worship, and we're going to look at the outer court, you're going to look at the inner court, you're going to look at the holy of holy, you're going to look at the most holy of holy, there was a laban there. Amen? And they just couldn't walk up there in there anyway. They had to wash. They had to be purified. Because they were going in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Matter of fact, that's what the word tabernacle means. The presence of the Lord. Guess what? Guess what, Brother Brown? When you worship, you're in the presence of the Lord. Hello? We're in the presence of the Lord right now. Am I right? Am I right? That's the reason why you tell me what's more important than being in the presence of the Lord. That's more important than being in the presence of Obama. Hello? Am I right? Because see, Obama can't give you grace and peace. Because some of y'all who getting food stamps and welfare, they're going to take them from you. That ain't no peace for some of you if you've been used to getting them. Why did I say that? I just came out. I'm sorry. But through Jesus Christ, amen, because we've been sealed, amen, am I right? Because, y'all remember, that heel is out waiting to crush and to bruise us because he's lying in wait, amen. But thank God we got the head, amen. That is, we got the power, we got the control, we got the authority. That for whatever state you find yourself in, everything going to be all right. Does that make you feel good? But you got to go through the purifier. Am I right? Y'all see how I tied that in? Now see, this is what you need to do. Write down 1 Peter 3:21, 20, 21, 22. And then write Romans chapter 6. Then above that, they're going to put a little Old Testament. Now don't you need to put it there? Am I right? Genesis chapter 6. Am I right? You had perfection. All right? That was a decline. See, at one time, when he made us, when we was a baby, we was perfect. Am I right? Somewhere down the line when we came into the age of accountability, or like when mama said we got mannish. There you go. Y'all remember that? See, we went on decline, didn't we? Am I right? Can y'all remember that? Are y'all, some of y'all still perfect? Huh? Well, thank God for our purification we went through, amen? And y'all know what? I had to go through 3 purifications before I got the right purification. Well, I thought I was going to 3. I was sprinkled, amen, as a Catholic. And I still was in the class. Am I right? Mama made me go to confession every Saturday, but I still was in the class. Then I became a Baptist preacher, and I still was declining. Got in the Church of Christ, I still was declining. Am I right? I ain't going to say no more. But walk in newness of life, and then, right, Genesis 6 there, amen. Tie that in, amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17, just write that in there too, amen. See, that is, you become a new creation. And I ain't going to never finish this stuff. Huh? Y'all with me? Well, y'all ready me to go fast or slow? Y'all with me? Slow? Okay. See, so we can understand this here in order, because remember, we got somebody lying in wait on us, ain't he? He want to tramp us, don't he? He want to crush us, ain't he? He's the heel, am I right? But we got the head, right? The head has power. Am I right? He has control and authority. Am I right? Romans 1:16 by power. Am I right? That is Matthew 28:20. He has authority. Ephesians 1:20-23. And Colossians 1:18. He's the head of the church. I'm going too fast, ain't I? Okay, all right, all right. See, but you need to understand that through the purification, that is, through the promise, the immutability of God, that God cannot lie, through Genesis 12:1, through Abraham, that is, through the 12 tribes of Israel, through Judah, through 49, the scepter will not depart from Jerusalem. And that's what we're going to see. That's what we're going to see there in relationship to seeing what we're seeing now. See, that is right here. All the way down to here we are now, right? See, and what we're going to do, going down through Mount Sinai, that's where we're going to go right now. That is, through the wilderness here, see, but back here, we ain't got this far yet. Here, that is, through understanding the 40 years, that is, through the wilderness of Joshua Judges, and this is where we are right now, in our reading, right? See, we ain't got that far in our study yet, but through our reading, this is where you should be. This is where you should be right here today. 14, 15, right? Somewhere along in there, amen, till you get here sad. Where you're going to be Saturday, amen. But see, if you don't understand all this here, to judge the king, see, you're not going to understand what is the will of the Lord in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Man, 3 minutes. All right, don't worry about it. Just sit down. Sit down. All right, so let me look at this right quick, and then we're going to go on. Y'all with me? Everybody with me? Okay, you understand? Ephesians 5:17. And all right. So by it reveals the Passover. I know I gave you this, but I want to make sure you have that. You got Exodus 12, right? In your notes. John 1:29. 1 Corinthians 5:17. By it relates the Passover that points toward Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. See, in relationship to what that means there, and fulfillment of prophecy of Genesis 12:1. Okay? See, that is John 1:17. Here we go again. Exodus 12, John 1:29, and 1 Corinthians 5:7, and John 1:17. Okay? See, and for example, let's go to 1 Corinthians 5:7, and then what we're going to do is tie all this together, okay? 1 Corinthians 5:7, okay? Because in 1 Corinthians 5:7, if you're there, what you're going to denote is Exodus 12. You're going to denote right in your Bible John 1:29 and John 1:17. Then we told you Acts 12:4, that word is used again, which simply means Passover. All right? And I'm going to go there and read that, and then we'll stop for the day. It says, purge out therefore the old leaven. See, what is the old leaven? The old leaven is this. The Old Testament. Galatians 3:20. Right? Amen. See, this here. See, purge out, you with me? Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. John 1:17, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. As you are unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Amen. See, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And let's go to John 1:29 right quick. And let's see what he says in John 1:29. Because in John 1:29, this is what John said, Malachi. John was a forerunner of Jesus Christ, Malachi 3:1, right? It says, the next day, John was the cousin of Jesus, right? The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which cometh to take away the sins of the world. Now, hold your spot down. Let's go back to Exodus 12, and I want to show you what we're talking about, and we're going to wrap it up. But we'll talk about it, because next week I'm going to finish it, okay? All right? Hopefully. Because when you go to Exodus 12 and 12, and you need to mark this here. And by Exodus 12:12, that's right, John 1:29. Right, 1 Corinthians 5:7. Now, I know that's many more. Right now, we don't have time. But see, that was 10 plagues that was put on the children of Israel, right? I mean, the Egypt. That is, and the final plague was the death of every firstborn. And this is what he told them, 12:12, Exodus 12:12. He said, for I will pass through the land of Egypt, and on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods. And look at that word gods, that's a little G, right? Am I right? Which means that God ain't significant with the God. Amen. Amen. There can be other gods, but there's only one God. Amen. Gods, amen, of Egypt. I will execute judgment because I am the Lord. Now, the blood, underline that word blood, and we're going to talk about that, shall be a sign for you on the house where you are. And when I see the blood, and we're going to talk about that next week, underline that, please. Because there's power in the blood, amen. I will pass over you And the plague shall be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Was this a choice? This was a command. And the reason why, drop all the way down to verse 29. Because in 29 the Bible said, and it came to pass at midnight. When God tell you something, it's going to happen. That the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captain who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he, all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Amen. And I want to talk about that because, see, I just can't let you just leave it there because, see, it got too many spiritual implications. And number one, that is the blood, the Passover, that is when he saw the blood, he passed over them. That's the reason why he said, well, you're going to keep this as a remembrance. How I spared you. And that the same kind of contempt. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And that what? The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleansed us from all unrighteousness. What blood? The blood of Jesus. And that's the reason why he became our Passover. Amen. But what I want to do is just tie it in. Amen. But see, the reason why I spend so much time here, because I want you to see that. I want you to see the tabernacle form of worship, because that's why we celebrate the Lord's Supper. And I want to tie all that in with us today, amen. And why you need to see the importance of worship, amen. And don't take it for granted. Don't you sit there and say, well, I ain't going to come this morning, because I can come tonight. No, you better not do that. Because the Bible says when the whole church come together, what? In one place, we do all five hours of worship. Amen. Amen. Y'all with me? Boy, I wish I had me a little more time. No, I don't. Some of y'all already been cut off, but I need to stop. Some of you still hanging. Some of you, Jesus. There'll be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You want to be saved today. You want a purification. You want to be washed. Guess what? We can wash you today. You can be saved today. You can come in contact with the blood. Amen. And we pass by your house and see the blood through the purification of the water of the grave of baptism. You can be just like that man in Lucy's team to be taken to Abraham's bosom. And if you're here today, you need to respond. Come right now as we stand there, we say.